USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is taking up the Trump administration's plan to end legal protections that shield 660,000 immigrants from deportation. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts when the court hears arguments on Tuesday. Roberts is the conservative justice closest to the court's center, who also is keenly aware of public perceptions of a divided court. It's the third time in 3 years the administration is asking the justices to rescue a controversial policy. The court sided with President Donald Trump in allowing him to enforce the travel ban on visitors from some majority Muslim companies, but it blocked the administration from adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census. The program before the court this time is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an Obama-era protection that aimed to bring out of the shadows people who have been in the United States since they were children and are in the country illegally. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump told reporters at the White House, "I know they'd like to have a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything." Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro has pleaded not guilty to domestic violence, child endangerment, false imprisonment, and a number of other misdemeanors after an arrest in the Hollywood Hills. The 33-year-old Ortiz Magro entered the plea in Los Angeles to 7 misdemeanor counts that also included criminal threats, brandishing a weapon, and resisting arrest. Police say Ortiz Magro was uncooperative and they had to use a stun gun to take him into custody. Ortiz Magro has had frequent disputes with Jennifer Harley, his on-and-off girlfriend and mother of his child. Harley has also been arrested involving scuffles with Ortiz Magro, but charges at that time were dismissed. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Family and friends of a former Twitter employee accused of spying for Saudi Arabia call him a dedicated husband and father who has overcome recent mental health struggles, according to letters of support filed to federal court. Ahmad Abuamo, the U.S. citizen and media partnership manager for Twitter's Middle East region, is charged with acting as an agent of Saudi Arabia without registering with the United States government. The case marks the first time the kingdom, long linked to the United States through its massive oil reserves and regional security arrangements, has been accused of spying in America. Judge Paula L. McCandless ordered Abuamo's released on bail with GPS monitoring, a mental health evaluation, and travel restrictions. His release was then at least temporarily put on hold because federal prosecutors say they plan to file an appeal. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak had to have emergency surgery, and his longtime co-host Vanna White will fill in for him while he recovers. The show said in a statement that Thursday's taping was canceled as the 73-year-old Sajak underwent successful surgery to correct a blocked intestine. The 62-year-old Vanna White stepped up as a host when taping resumed for episodes that will air starting December 9th. The statement says Sajak is resting comfortably and looking forward to returning, but does not know how long he's expected to be out or how long White will continue to act as host. Sajak and White have co-hosted the show since the early 1980s. Don't forget, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.